Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Take your seats. School is now in session.
Welcome to Homeschooled Podcast.
Homeschooled.
The Homeschooled Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
It's time to document the journey.
And sound speeding.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Finally, let's talk.
Oh, God damn.
Some Elvis. You ready, dude?
I'm ready. I'm looking forward.
Huh?
I said you little hound dog.
I'm looking forward to today because we haven't done one of these in a while, and we also haven't had trivia in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So
we still have to catch up on movies to watch.
Yeah, we are a little behind on movies. So you still owe me The Godfather,
yep.
And I owe you House Rental.
Summer Rental. You haven't watched Summer Rental yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's so good.
And so a few episodes back, Kevin lost trivia, and I chose for him to watch the new Elvis movie.
Mm-hmm.
So by the way, the Elvis movie, great name. The movie's just called Elvis. Like, this is what the Nicolas Cage movie should have been called. Like, I like it. Keep it simple. Let's let everyone know what it's about. Elvis.
I actually think they should have changed the name to the Fat Tom Hanks movie. That's really what they should have called this, because that's who it was about.
All right. So, this is not your type of movie. I don't think that you would run to the theater to see this.
I love biopic movies.
You're so full of shit.
No, I do.
Yeah, like if someone did a biopic on like Obi-Wan Kenobi, sure. Yeah.
No, I've seen all of them except for the Rocket Man one.
Oh, yeah, I never saw that one either. It got like pretty bad reviews.
I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I saw Straight Outta Compton.
Uh-huh.
I saw Love and Mercy.
Okay.
Walk the Line, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
I love all of those biopics.
Love and Mercy is good. So, all right. Let's back up here a little bit.
But I didn't really want to go see this in the theater. I wanted to wait till it was at home release. But
this movie, Elvis?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did choose it as your punishment, if you will. And but here's why it's more of a punishment. Not because you didn't want to watch Elvis so bad. Because you don't like the actor that plays Elvis.
Not necessarily, but I actually really liked him in this movie. I thought he was a fantastic Elvis.
All right, so we'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
We'll get into that in a second. So right now, here's what I'd like to say. I went into this movie very skeptical. Very, very skeptical.
Like every movie you go into, you're like walking in there so skeptically. Like
yeah.
Every movie.
I thought to myself, like, I avoided Rotten Tomatoes scores and everybody's opinion. I didn't even want people to tell me if they liked it or not because I was so, like preparing myself that it was going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't fuck up my Elvis. You know what I mean? So I was really worried that I wasn't going to like it. And so I went in there. First of all, I'm really skeptical because this seems like it should have been an Academy nomination or considered for it. Like, this type of movie would be considered for an Academy. And the fact that it was being released so early in the year, which is not when stuff for the Oscars is released, was like, uh-oh, maybe it's not good. And they just decided to get it out there. So I had suspicious minds, if you will, going into this movie.
That was a skateboard.
Oh, that was a skateboard.
I think that's funny. As soon as you said suspicious minds, yeah. The skateboard was like, nope, out of here. No, I didn't even know you're an Elvis fan. Were you an Elvis fan? Because you had a lot of pressure and skepticism walking into this movie. So it made me feel like Elvis is one of your guys and you didn't want to see the movie get fucked up.
Totally, dude. Okay. Dude, I grew up listening to Elvis. My parents are giant Elvis fans and they were always playing him in the car. Like, I can think of every summer we would go to the beach probably a couple times a week and we'd all pile in the middle minivan and my dad would just play a different Elvis record. Well, not record, a tape.
Mm-hmm.
On the whole way to the beach. And yeah, man, we're big Elvis fans. We watched like all the Elvis movies. My parents owned them on VHS. I am a giant fan of Elvis. I love the story. I love him as an artist and... I mean, it's my dream one day to go to Graceland. That's on my bucket list.
I'm so glad I did not make that my trivia question. I was almost going to make that a trivia question for today.
What is it called?
Yeah. But I didn't know that you were a big Elvis fan, so I'm so glad I did not do that.
Yeah, I really want to do that tour of Graceland, dude. It's mm-hmm. It's on my bucket list.
Ooh, I actually have another trivia question that just popped up in my head.
All right. So, and then, by the way, when they first started showing trailers and teasers for this movie, I was also very skeptical because the director himself was putting himself in the trailer. Like, he would give you a little intro, like, hey, everybody, I just filmed Elvis. And the director is such a poser. What's his name? Baz Luhrmann or something like that. He has done, I think it's Moulin Rouge. He did The Great Gatsby. And, but he's just such a poser. Like, he had to put himself in the trailer to let you know you're about to watch a trailer for Elvis. And he had a bunch of, like, jewelry on and his shirt open and really obnoxious sunglasses in it. And I was like, you know, like,
it's like,
why are you doing this?
It's like when you go to AMC and they play 30 minutes of trailers and then they give you an AMC commercial.
Yeah, like a behind the look or whatever.
You know the Nicole Kidman one?
Oh my God, that's like all they play
it's
over
like,
and
why?
Over again.
We're already at AMC. Why do you need to advertise AMC while you're at AMC?
But just in the regular trailers, the director is just in the beginning of it for no reason. And I was just like, dude, this guy is such a poser and he's gonna fuck up my Elvis, man. I just know it. I know it.
All right. So, we watched the movie. What did you think?
You know what, dude?
What?
I loved it.
Did you?
I really liked it a lot. Okay, love is a little too much, but I liked it a lot. I wouldn't say first half, but maybe like the first hour or the first 45 minutes, I was not liking it.
Okay.
I think that the director showed his hand. If there's one thing I didn't like about this movie was the director's choices. So the first, like, hour is, it felt like a really long trailer. I thought to myself in that first hour, this is the worst biopic I've ever seen in my entire life. And it just felt like a long trailer. Like, it just moved so quickly. But I understand that they had a short amount of time to show the whole story from child to how he gets famous, which is where the story ends up ending.
I'm going to kind of have different thoughts on that.
Okay.
I felt like there was a lot of great things in this movie. I actually do like a lot of the casting choices and the musical performances.
Yeah.
I thought he did great, but what I didn't like is the format of the movie. It felt like I just wanted to see the guy's life from beginning to end. I wanted to see how he rose to fame. I wanted to see all that stuff.
But that's exactly what I'm saying, actually.
But it was so scattered. It felt like I was just seeing it through Tom Hanks. And I would rather just see Elvis go through all that stuff. It just felt scattered to me.
That's exactly what I'm saying. We're actually on the same page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. I don't like that was the director's hand. I don't like the way it was told. I don't like the way it was edited. But yes, I think that casting-wise, it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was great. And, you know, I know you were skeptical about Austin Butler.
Not about him playing it. It was just because when he was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I just thought he had a very punchable face. That's it. I thought he killed it as Elvis. I was impressed. I thought he knocked it out of the park. I honestly wouldn't want to see anybody else play him. I thought he did such an amazing job.
I agree, dude. You took the words out of my mouth. And part of the reason why that first hour where I was so kind of like, this is really bad, where you're still so intrigued is because he's so good as Elvis.
Yeah.
You really can't take your eyes off him. And... there's, I mean, Elvis is probably the most impersonated famous person of all time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's Vegas shows of Elvis impersonators. There's people that work like Hollywood Boulevard as Elvis impersonators. And it's kind of like, I would say it's really hard to not be another Elvis impersonator when you're going to do an Elvis movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that Austin Butler is perfect, but I certainly couldn't think of anybody else to do that job as good as he did. I think he came as close as we're going to get.
I think so, too. I thought it was spot on. He knocked it out of the park, dude.
It was spot on, man. He was great. There were certain times in the movie where I actually, like, had a squint for a second and be like, wait, is this footage of real Elvis
they did, but in the end. I actually thought I noticed that throughout the movie.
But that's the thing, they didn't.
Okay.
Well, it was actually just Austin Butler, and there were times, he doesn't really look like Elvis, but there are times where he just transformed into him.
And you know what? Watching the trailers, I thought I was going to hate his voice. It felt so forced when I first saw the trailers in the theaters and stuff.
Like he was doing a caricature of Elvis.
Well, not only that, he was trying too hard to do that voice. But when I was watching the movie, I'm like, nah, it didn't bother me at all.
He actually nailed it. And I think that, I mean, he's kind of an unknown actor, but I think that he's an instant superstar after this movie. Mm-hmm. And I would put his performance up there as good as Rami Malek playing Freddie Mercury, and he won the Oscar for that. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see him being nominated for Best Actor.
I hope so. I thought he did a really good job, and I've always wanted to see a biopic of Elvis because, I mean, I know his music, I know a little bit about him, but I like watching these to get a little bit more backstory about how they rose to fame and, like, you know, what it was like before they were famous and the roads they took to get there. That's what I felt like I was missing a lot out of this movie because it was so scattered. It felt so scattered.
Yeah, it felt scattered. I agree. I didn't like the story told from the eyes of Tom Parker, who's this manager.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gone that route.
But I've seen that work in, like, other biopics. And I get it. Yeah. It's been done really well. It's just at this point I didn't really want like an artsy version of like of the storytelling. I literally wanted to see beginning to end and of his rise to fame.
That's what it was. It kind of was like an artsy.
It felt like you were watching a documentary about him.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That first hour doesn't match the second hour. That first hour is like a documentary, like that moving fast of overlapping images, but also very bright and colorful, like the remake of the Dumbo movie that they recently did. It felt like that, like the circus and the animation and, you know, but that's kind of like, if you watch The Great Gatsby, that's kind of this director's style. Mm-hmm. Not that I necessarily like it that much. I would say, like we're saying, casting-wise, everything was great. I would say the one thing I wasn't satisfied with casting-wise was Tom Hanks.
Like, yeah, you can't just, you watch it and the whole time you're just like, why is Tom Hanks fat? Like, that's what, if they had just had Tom Hanks playing Tom Hanks, maybe make him look a little old, it'd be okay. But I was looking at him so much the whole time, being like, and all I saw was just Tom Hanks in a fat suit. And it takes me out of it whenever they try so hard to make the guy look like, make an actor look like the actual person they're portraying, that it kind of takes me out of it a little bit because they look so different.
And we don't know what Tom Parker looks like.
No.
You could have told us anything.
Yeah.
And my question is, why is Tom Hanks in this? Like, he doesn't bring anything to the movie. He's not like, Tom Hanks is a great actor. Mm-hmm. And he's not giving you any performance that is memorable or standing out. It, like, you could have had any fat dude play that.
I agree with you.
They should have just had Colin Farrell play it. I mean, why not? He's
no, because he
no
was
laugh on
very.
That. You think that was funny?
No. Oh yeah, now I get it.
Yeah, they should have just had Colin Farrell play it. Like he does fat way better than Tom Hanks.
But like you're right with at least from what I remember of the performance, it didn't feel like it was anything spectacular. So like, why did they go through all the trouble of getting Tom Hanks to play that part when anybody really could have played it? It was a very kind of like bland character he was playing.
Yeah. He wasn't bad, but he wasn't special. There was nothing special. He didn't bring anything great to it. Here's the reason I think is, like I said, Austin Butler's kind of an unknown actor. He's not a household name yet. And they're like, this guy's going to be a great Elvis, but he has no name. We got to get a big name in this movie. That's the only reason I could see why you went Tom Hanks.
That makes a lot of sense. And I don't know, because Tom Hanks likes to... I know that he was big on the music in the 60s and stuff, because when he did That Thing You Do, he loved the Beach Boys and the Beatles and stuff like that, and I would assume Elvis. So I don't know if he had some type of producer role in this. I mean, obviously, when you're an A-lister at that level, like they cast you in a movie, you're going to be like automatically a producer. So I don't know. I don't know if that was the case.
Maybe.
If Tom Hanks sought it out and wanted to play it, or if they're like, hey, we need Tom Hanks.
Well, as like a giant movie fan, I love the little things I don't know if most people will even think about. Like, I love the fact that in Forrest Gump, he's a big Elvis fan. Mm-hmm. I like in Castaway, Tom Hanks is a giant Elvis fan. It kind of like, you know, he has got the albums and stuff that people buy him for Christmas. It kind of gets him through. And but I mean, that's... Those are both Robert Zemeckis. That's actually Robert Zemeckis is doing.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So, but it's just funny to me. Like, I'll go like, oh, that's crazy. Now he's in the Elvis movie.
They should have got Robert Zemeckis to play Tom Hanks.
You might as well. I would have, I mean, that would have been great. That would have been great. And then he also could have had some directorial input, which would have also been great. What was I just thinking? What were we just talking about?
The fact that...
Oh, so more like little movie nerd things that I appreciated is I love that this movie takes place during a time where a lot of shit was going on in the world. And one of those things is when the Manson murders, when they killed Sharon Tate.
Yeah.
And like literally in this movie, Elvis shoots the TV, which is a famous thing that everybody knows Elvis did in real life.
Yep.
He shot the TV. But when he shot the TV, it was an image of... the Manson murders killing Sharon Tate. And I'm like, dude, you played Tex.
That's right. Like, that's right.
And it's almost like he's looking into a TV at Tex and shooting it. And then Tex is him looking through a TV at Elvis. It's just, I don't know. I love little things like that that only you think about.
Man, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, dude. Let me ask you an honest question.
Okay.
I could not see you sitting through this entire movie. Did you walk out of the theater?
No, I did not. I mean, I used the bathroom, but that was it.
Did you want to walk out of the theater?
No, I wanted to watch the whole movie. It's just I wasn't digging the format of it, but there was so much that I did like about it. It's like when you see something beautiful shown in a bad way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I liked everything that they shot and filmed. I just wish it was more focused on Elvis's narrative rather than his manager's narrative, you know, like.
But when I talked to you, you said I saw it. I was like, oh yeah, and you're like, I didn't even ask because I didn't want to know. But you're like, it's not good.
Well, it's just because for a big character like that, Elvis, you know.
I thought to myself, for sure, Kevin's walking out of the theater.
Oh no, I did not walk out of the theater. I did use the bathroom.
So you did. So you did not walk out of the theater. Would you say that you were caught in a trap and could not walk out?
That's right.
So stupid. What else? Is there anything else you want to ask me about this movie?
I was trying to come up with another comeback for that, but I don't know too much about Elvis's songs to actually get a...
Yeah.
Let's just say I did not watch this movie with a lot of grace land.
So stupid.
I know.
That was pretty bad. That
I know.
Was pretty awful.
That's why I said it. But it was still better than the format of this movie. No, I would actually watch it again. Not
I would
in the
too.
Theaters, but when I can actually sit at home and enjoy it more. But yeah, I mean, usually when things are bad format or something that I don't necessarily like how it's narrated, I just don't like it initially. Usually after giving it a second or third watch, I can actually appreciate it a little bit more, which is why I'm interested in watching it a second time, because it was great watching him play Elvis.
It was
all the musical parts were really cool. It was really cool seeing the music scene back then, especially when he was hanging out with the other musicians and like
Little Richard.
Yeah,
and stuff.
That was all so cool.
That was,
and I would love to see all of that again. It was just overall as a story narrative, no thank you.
I wouldn't necessarily say I loved all of the music in the movie, and I'm not counting the Elvis songs. I'm not counting the Elvis performances. I'm talking about like some of the songs from the soundtrack. Like, there's a lot of Not good modern day hip hop.
Oh yeah, how did I forget about that? That was awful. I hate it when movies do that. It takes you out of it.
That's this director, dude. Like, I kind of also appreciate what they were doing. It is a known fact that Elvis music was inspired by black music. Mm-hmm. It is a known fact. Gospel, blues, you know what I mean? Like, that's, I mean, if it wasn't for black people, there would be no Elvis. Like, that is a known fact. So I get what the director was trying to do, but then he wanted to put some of their modern day culture, which, like, listen, guys, there's white guy music that's modern day that's nowhere near as good as fucking, like, old stuff. Mm. And the same goes for all cultures. Like, there's modern hip hop in it, which isn't great. And the actual official song of the movie that plays during the end credits is called The King and I, and it's by Eminem.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. Was that Eminem?
Which is really odd to me.
And it's nothing against the music. It's for the fact that it, when I'm listening to it, when I'm watching this movie, that they're putting on this world. This takes place, you know, back in the, you know, what, like the 50s or whatever. And when I hear the modern day music, it automatically pulls me out of it. And that's what I don't like about hearing modern day music in period pieces.
Yeah, there was definitely, I'd say, like 20% of this of stuff that was not done well, and then I would say like 80% of the movie was done really well, and I enjoyed it. And I will tell you why. Another thing I really like about the movie, and I'm always a giant fan when somebody sheds some light on this message, and I love the message of people are constantly trying to keep artists down and keep them in a box. Mm-hmm. And a great artist always breaks out of that box and does what they want to do. How could I not appreciate this movie? I mean, as a stand-up comedian, I'm constantly being told, like, I should work cleaner. And you make more money when you work clean. And, you know, Sirius XM radio will play your tracks more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's all true. You're not wrong. But I'm still going to do the stand-up comedy that I want to do. And, I mean, I also really love the movie Lenny. I don't know if you've ever seen that with Dustin Hoffman plays Lenny Bruce. And Lenny Bruce was literally arrested on stage for saying things that he was told not to say. Mm-hmm. And they kind of show that in this world with Elvis that he was also arrested for certain dance moves that he did. Mm-hmm. And I just love when an artist, I mean, that scene where he just kind of goes like, I'm actually going to show you who I really am tonight, when they're all telling him, like, keep it clean tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that.
And he just goes, like, off the wall, like, oh, I'll show you guys what
I can do. That was a really cool part.
Like, one of my favorite parts of the movie, because as a performer, I'm just like, yeah, fuck everybody who tells you how to perform. Do it your way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I really loved the message in this movie.
Actually, you know what's funny? Because you always know about Elvis's life. You know when he was like in the black and white when he was really young, and he's dancing on stage on shows. That's one Elvis. And then you have the older, fatter Elvis when he's on stage at Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And when I'm watching an Elvis, if I'm going to watch a biopic, I thought my favorite parts would actually be the younger part when he's rising up. But actually, when he was in the Vegas part is actually where I actually got a lot of enjoyment of like learning more about his life and getting a little bit more backstory about what his life was like at that point. And I actually enjoyed that part a lot.
It was great, dude. I think my only complaint is at the very, very end when it's Fat Elvis, they use Austin Butler and they CGI'd the fuck out of his face and it looks so weird. It was like, but then they just cut to the real Elvis in that end scene. It's like, why didn't you guys just do that from the beginning? Why did we need to see Austin Butler at all CGI'd?
Well, it's so funny because you see so many deepfakes on the internet these days, of people taking celebrities' faces and putting on their own, and it looks so good, they should just do that.
Does it look so bad in a big production like that? And it was only for 5 seconds. Yeah. Like, don't even show it. Just show the real Elvis like anyway.
Did they use CGI to make him look fat?
In awesome. In the end, that last scene at the piano, yeah.
I thought I saw a fat makeup test on him on the internet
yesterday. Was probably makeup and CGI combined, but I like that they just went ahead and used the real Elvis towards the end of the movie. It came together very nicely. It ended really nicely. Listen, guys, I really enjoyed the movie. I cried a little.
Okay.
I laughed a little.
Okay.
Not so much
laughter. Were you screaming when he was first dancing?
No, like I did not scream and throw my panties at the screen. No, man, it was a good time. It was a fun watch. I would definitely watch it again, and I would say that the Ago-meter, you ready, bro?
Okay.
Wait, was there anything else that you wanted to add about this movie?
No, I'm good.
I'm going to say that the Oggometer on this movie is an 8.
I was going to say that was what you were going to pick.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be an 8.
It was close between a 7.5 and an 8. But you know what, dude? It was one of those movies that, like, I left it going, that was pretty good. And then the more I kept thinking about it, I kept thinking about it. I was like, man, I can totally watch that again right now. Like, okay. I'm going 8. And what's your score?
To solidify a score, I need to see it again. But I'm, like, floating around between a 6.5 and a 7.
Okay. Another thing I want to kind of start doing is talk about the length of movies, which I actually think is really important because...
you want to start doing? You literally say that about every movie we watch.
But I'm going to start doing it like this because you have a movie that is a certain length, but sometimes it won't feel like that.
Yeah.
It'll feel shorter or longer. So this movie is 2 hours and 39 minutes, and I will say it feels like 240.
I say it did feel pretty long.
Feels very long. And, I guess that's it. You ready for trivia?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let me double check a new question. You're probably going to get it.
Hold on. You won last time, I think. So you can ask the first question. Let me look at mine here. Jameson, don't chew on my paper. Come on, bro. What's your question?
Okay. Well, for this one, before... What was his name? Austin Butler, right?
Yeah, his name's Austin Butler.
Before Austin Butler played Elvis, another famous actor played Elvis in a movie decades ago. Who was it?
I literally have no clue.
Really?
Yeah.
And actually, I think he also provided the voice of Elvis in Forrest Gump.
I don't know.
Kurt Russell.
Oh, okay. I think I did know that.
I thought of that question right when we started.
But that's like a really cheesy version of the Elvis story.
Doesn't matter.
Right?
Still a movie.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, I got that totally wrong. All right. In Point Break.
Okay.
Gary Busey's character.
Yeah.
Angelo Pappas.
Okay.
Is undercover and he's walking around the neighborhood pretending to look for a missing dog.
Yeah.
What does he say the dog's name is?
Oh, fuck.
He's going around and he's calling the dog's name.
What the fuck was it? Max? I don't know.
Scooby.
Scooby!
Scooby! Here, boy, Scooby.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, man, we're going to run out of questions.
I know,
we both
what's
are.
What's he doing over there?
He's eating my paper.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay, how about this one? Jaws takes place on Amity Island, a fictional beach town. Where do they actually film it?
Massachusetts, right?
I'm not going to give you an answer.
You're but, I mean, that is the answer.
Is no,
are you
that's
looking
a
for
state.
The specific city?
Yeah, the specific island that they filmed it on.
Is it Cape Cod?
Is that your official answer?
Yeah.
One, Cape Cod is not an island.
Oh, okay.
And two, no, it's Martha's Vineyard.
Ah, I knew that too. Oh. I knew it was like one of those two.
All right.
Let's see my question here. What are the names of the 4 raptors in Jurassic World?
Oh, okay.
Give me all 4.
There's Blue. There's Delta. There's 4 of them?
Yes, there's 4.
Blue, Delta, Blue, Delta. Blue, Delta. Alpha?
No, but you're close with that one. What's another one that they go like Delta, Alpha?
Beta?
No.
Blue?
Like Delta. When they're doing like radio?
Yeah, hold on.
Radio blue, names, Delta. Radio calls?
Fucking Blue, Delta. I don't know.
Echo?
Echo? No, I wouldn't
and get. Charlie.
And Charlie, yeah. I wasn't going to get that. I knew that those are the code names, but I just couldn't.
Yeah.
All right. Before Harrison Ford, who was originally considered to play Indiana Jones?
Are you sure this is true?
Yes.
Because I just watched the Steven Spielberg documentary, and they said, we knew it was Harrison from the beginning.
Yeah, but George Lucas interrupted, and because he thought, he goes, people are only going to know him as Han Solo. And so they were going to go with this other guy, but then he's like, nah, I really want Harrison.
I don't know. I want to say, what the hell is his name? Bert?
No.
Not Bert Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Tom Selleck?
You got it!
Did I really?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking of. I don't know why Bert Lancaster came out. Yeah,
Good job. All right, you got one. You got one.
I'm on the board.
You got one.
All right. I got a Star Wars question for you.
Oh, boy. Okay. Wait, actually, is this original trilogy, prequel trilogy?
This is actually, I take it back. This is an Indiana Jones question.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Wait, for which one?
Which Star Wars characters appear in Indiana Jones?
Oh, R2 and C-3PO.
Yeah. All right, bro.
Do you know where they appear?
I know one of them's like on like a stone or something.
In which movie?
I don't know. I know that they're scattered.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
But it's like hidden, right? It's like an Easter egg.
It's like, what's it called? Hieroglyphics on the wall in one of the tombs. Right. Yeah.
All right. So we each got one. You're on the board too, man.
On the board. All right. All right. In the film Shawshank Redemption, what poster did Andy use to cover up the hole he was digging in his cell?
Farrah Fawcett? No, no, no.
Nope.
Oh, shit. Fuck, man. Fuck. It's older than Farrah Fawcett, isn't it?
Yeah, Farrah Fawcett was like, what, 70s? 80s? No, 70s? This movie took place in, like, I think, I don't know.
It's not Marilyn Monroe.
Nope.
It's like Sophia Loren, no. Oh, God. I don't know, dude. I'm going to get so mad when I hear it because I know it.
If you'd like a letter, I can give you a letter.
Sure.
R.
Rachel Welch? I don't know. Who is it?
Rita Hayworth.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
How sure?
Let me double check.
While you do that, I'm going to look at my next question here.
Yeah, it's Rita Hayworth.
Okay.
Shit, I hope you get these next two.
This is probably a layup for you, dude.
Okay, so we're tied 1-1, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tied 1-1.
The dog in the Sandlot.
Okay.
Throughout the movie, is referred to as the Beast.
Yes.
So at the end of the movie, what do they find out his real
Hercules.
Name is? Yeah, okay. All right, so you got two.
Okay.
You're ahead.
All right.
All right.
In Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy,
yeah,
what is the actual official name of the Batmobile?
The Tumbler?
You got it, dude.
Oh, this
you
is a neck and neck,
neck
one,
and
bro.
Neck, 2-2.
I'm going to have to take it home right
all
now.
All right. Oh, damn.
Hold on, bro. I'm going to take it home right now. Actually, you have a chance to take it home right now because I'm asking the question. Oh, man. I better give you a hard one. All right. All right.
Are we allowed passes and then get another question? No, okay.
No, because you're eventually going to get that question. Okay. Okay. In the movie Just Friends.
Okay.
What's the little brother's name?
Ooh. Fuck. Hold on. It's Chris Brander. They say his name in the movie, right?
Oh, yeah. I will accept... Hold on. Of two answers.
One of two answers?
Yeah, because you can... And they're both nicknames.
What the...
Oh.
I will also accept the Mike. Full length.
Yeah.
Mike.
It was Mike.
Yes.
Wait, did you just get three?
Yeah, he's got
you
three.
Dirty little whore. Fuck, why did I ask that one?
Oh, man.
All right, bro.
All right, so.
Do your damage.
Since you made me watch a biopic.
Oh, no.
I'm going to make you watch a biopic that is actually, the format is exactly what we didn't like in Elvis, but it actually works really well in this movie.
Make a good decision, at least. Like, something that would be a good episode. Not something nobody gives a fuck about.
Fuck, man. All right, then.
What fine. Is it? What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say Love and Mercy.
Which is, oh.
The Brian Wilson
I
one?
Saw that already.
You did?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
We literally said that in the beginning of the movie. I said, oh, I like Love and Mercy.
Oh, I didn't know that you said
that. Yeah, I've seen the movie. It's really good. I'm in the mood to watch it again, but you should pick something else. I actually really like that movie. All right,
well, you already backed up with Summer Rental.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what? No, I don't know about that one. What is another good one?
So Kevin already won trivia. He's just right. Trying to pick the movie he's going to make me watch.
I'm trying to think something I know that you didn't you didn't watch. I should have fucking thought about this. I didn't think I was going to win.
I mean, something that would be a good... Something we can get some views on, man.
All Dogs.
Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
What is it?
Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Oh,
sorry, pal. That opens up tomorrow, and it will be fresh. That a lot of people will want to see what we have to say about it, I guess. So, Thor, Love, and Thunder.
I guess.
And you still got to watch Summer Rental.
Yeah, I still have to watch that. Okay, I'll do. I mean, some of you guys might be watching this, going like, "That's not a punishment." For me, it is. I'm not a big fan of any of the Thor movies. I don't like any of them.
Did you watch Thor Ragnarok?
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
I'm excited.
I just thought it was stupid. I mean, the first two, I just think they're boring, but the third one, it wasn't boring, but I just thought it was stupid.
Okay.
Well, this one's going to be even stupider because the actors are saying it's been written by a 7-year-old.
Oh, really?
It's been written by a Taika Waititi's 7-year-old.
Because, like, that's what Natalie Portman was saying, is that she goes in with the script memorized, and when she gets there, Taika just throws away the script, and they just ad-lib and just throw things out, and they just have fun.
He directed this one, too?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Jameson. All right,
that's it.
All right, we did it.
Let's do an outro here.
Was that the mailman?
No, that's tacos.
Oh, okay.
I got you tacos as well.
Oh, nice.
I'll go shit, because fuck him.
No, that's fine. I ate already. Let's do an outro here really quick. All right, so... I lost trivia, and I'm going to have to go see the new Thor movie, and it will feel like a jailhouse rock. It's so stupid. In conclusion, I really liked the Elvis movie. Kevin didn't like it as much, but he did.
Yeah, there are things I really liked about it, but overall, as a movie, I didn't really enjoy
it. I recommend it. Go see it. I want to see it nominated for Best Picture. Mm-hmm. I want to see him nominated for Best Actor.
I definitely want to see him nominated for that, yeah.
And that's it. I'm Augustino Zoida.
I'm Kevin Lyons.
This is The Movie Stash. That felt good. It's still recording, right? It's like, actually, no. It says, out of space.
37 minutes. Okay, stay.
Can work with it.